very minimal noise, right? And watch, as soon as I get to the deepest part of what I have to say, someone's gonna ride by with their loud ass. That truck just did it. Oh my God. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It is Nye, and of course you probably already knew that, but I just feel like I have to announce myself, you know? It's a pretty cool thing. I ain't even going to waste no time. How y'all doing? What's going on with you? What is happening in your world? Talk to me. Come and talk to me. I am in a really good place. You know, I'm going to tell you guys how I'm doing. Sometimes I don't go deep into how I'm doing because, like, there's a conversation that we need to have. Well, that I need to have with y'all and that y'all need to listen to. But let me tell y'all something. I am doing great. I am ecstatic. Someone just asked me how my week was going, and I was like, my week is going fantastic. And I said it with so much confidence, it kind of scared them. But y'all, I'm doing good. Let me tell y'all what's been happening in my little life. So, y'all know what I do for work. It has its days, and sometimes it's the workload, sometimes it's the work environment, sometimes it's the customer, and sometimes it's just like life is happening and I have to put it on hold to be able to deal with work. And sometimes that could get difficult, you know, like sometimes having to mute real life is difficult because you have to, when you unmute it, you really have to face reality again. And sometimes you just have days at work where it's like, I can't focus on helping y'all run your business because my personal life is falling apart. And that's how I felt. I felt like I had so much happening all at once. I didn't really know how to prioritize what to work on first. I've been supporting other stores. I've just been all over the place. And in the process of it all, it felt really good to be doing what I was doing. It felt really good to be just focused on, you know, learning new things, getting acclimated with things that are, you know, a part of my role at work and seeing it from a different perspective. Obviously, demographic, how you handle things demographically is going to change. So it gave me insight and I felt really good about it. But at the end of the week, I was like, damn, I did a lot and nothing at the same time. And I know for people, it's just like, how does that make sense? But You have to work in retail to understand what it feels like to do a lot and nothing at the same time. For those of you who don't work in retail and who really don't understand it, imagine your room is a hot ass mess, right? Imagine there's clothes all over the place. Something is broken, but you can't fix what's broken until you get the clothes from being all over the place. And then you get the clothes separated, organized, sorted in the corner so you can do your laundry, and then you go put all the laundry where it needs to be, you store all the clothes away, but it's still a big ass mess. And it's like, I just did all of that and I still didn't do anything. That's how it felt. And for me, that was a little bit discouraging because it was so much that needed to be done. And like those small little, like doing a little bit every day was helping, but I just personally wasn't satisfied with the result that I seen. And it weighed on me. I don't know why, but it did. And I was a little discouraged. The tea party was great. Then this craziness happened with work. And then we had a time over the weekend. So that Friday, we were in the city. It was amazing. Let me tell y'all something. My cousin Kayla and Alicia have been, and other people as well, but I want to highlight them. Those girls, when I tell you last weekend, they held it down. Vibes unmatched. And it wasn't even about like the partying aspect of things. It was just the conversations that we were having, like learning about each other. And it, you know, me and Kayla have been cousins all our lives. Me and Alicia have been friends for almost a year. Kayla's just getting familiar with Alicia. But the way that we sat down and like learned about each other and learned about new things, we tried gin. And I know for a lot of y'all gonna be like, what the hell are y'all drinking gin? It was actually really good. And then that turned into a journey of its own. Like, we tried gin for the first time. We mixed it with another juice that we had. It was great. And then it became a whole thing. Like, it all started on a Wednesday. Wednesday evening, we tried gin for the first time. And then Friday, we were like, okay, I'm going to try gin with fruit punch. And you're going to try it with mango puree and tell us how it tastes. And it was amazing. Then the next day, I'm gonna have gin and cranberry juice and you're gonna have gin and this. And then it was just an ongoing thing. It was amazing, amazing, amazing weekend. And I felt full. Went to work and just the love that you get from people, like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in a few days. I'm like, yeah, I was supporting another store. Oh my God, well, you know, hope all's well. Let me know if you need something. That was amazing. Of course, in the middle of the week, it kind of like, it got a little floppy, but it was just amazing. And I just wanted to share that with y'all. That's how I'm doing, y'all. I'm doing amazing. I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually recording this episode on a Friday. I'm off from work. So, like, I wanted to make sure I spent this Friday taking care of me. So, I woke up this morning and just laid in bed. I didn't do anything. Then I went over to the Apple store because I need to get my laptop fixed. I don't know what's going on with this laptop, but I think she wanted me to get rid of her and get a new one. I think that's what she's hinting at. But we're not spending that money right now, sis. You're going to have to... I got a rubber on her stomach. You're going to have to pull through, baby. We're going to have to touch and agree. But it was just an amazing week. And, you know, I sat down, and once they figured out what they needed to figure out with my laptop, I came back home. And I'm like, all right, I need to record an episode for Monday. I need to sit down and just really decompress and really get my thoughts out. And I was like, all right, well, since I have to do an episode of the podcast, I might as well do a 2-in-1, like record and get my thoughts out. So that is what I'm doing here with you all today. I'm getting my thoughts out. And this particular topic that we're going to talk about today, I know it may be touchy for the men who listen, but I need to talk about this. And I've noticed, like, with my friends group, we talk about this, and some people have indifferent point of views on the situation. But I'm gonna talk my shit anyways, and y'all gonna listen because, I mean, that's what y'all be doing. Y'all be listening. Some of y'all be talking shit back to me, even though I can't hear you. Some of y'all hit me up and be like, this is what I thought. But that's what we gonna do. Shout out to Alicia. Again, she is a binge listener, so sometimes she just, like, listen to 3-4 episodes in a day to catch up, and then she's right where she needs to be. But she posted the other day that she was catching up on her episodes, and the episode, I think that was Kiss My Ass or something, one of the episodes where I was talking shit recently, and the girl, it was episode when the girl with the Dunkin' Donuts, they made me mad, and she wanted luxury coffee. Bitch, luxury coffee is fucking Starbucks. Like, Alicia quoted me, and I needed to shout her out for that because a lot of people were dying, and I had totally, like, all right, like, we laughed when the episode came out, but when she reminded me of that, I had to holler. I don't even remember where I was at, but I hollered. Oh, I was home because I ended up taking a nap. Anyways, y'all, y'all see how my brain work? I be... Y'all really get, like, a front row seat to the bullshit that be happening to me when I'm recording and stuff. And I think that's what makes this podcast so fun, is because I don't edit. Not that I don't know how to edit, I don't edit because I just want it to be pure. I want it to be genuine. I want you to know that the person you are talking to is a real life person. I'm not this robot. I'm not reading a script. I'm just being myself. And I want you guys to see that so you can just be yourself, especially when you're around me. I don't want anyone to ever feel like they have to, like, adjust themselves to be around me. I want you to know that I am open to meeting exactly who you are. And there may be some things that I'm not willing to accept because of my morals and things like that. Vice versa with you all. But that's just who I am. This is the real me. I hope you guys are enjoying it. But today's topic, we'll be talking about masculinity. And I know men are going to be like, who is she to talk about masculinity? I'm going to talk about it because I'm going to tell you how hyper-masculinity has been affecting me. And affects my friends group too. So, it all started off with this whole men shouldn't be smoking hookah, right? It's been a conversation in our friends group a couple times. And yesterday, actually, I was sitting at a hookah lounge. It was me, an old friend, just catching up over hookah and a few drinks, and then some guys were sitting next to us. And then, so, okay, we're sitting in the middle. On the left side of us is a group of men. On the right side of us is a group of women. And it's just me and my friend that were at the hookah lounge. And I could hear the women that were sitting next to us saying, like, not them dudes over there smoking a hookah. Like, I could never date a dude who smoke a hookah. And I was just like, why do y'all feel like that? And, you know, y'all know me. When I'm outside and I hear something, I'm interjecting. I don't care. Y'all either gonna invite me in the conversation or you're not. Either way, I am participating. I'm gonna mind my business, but I'm a participate. You understand? So I asked the young lady who I heard say it, I asked her, so what do you mean by that? What is wrong with a man who smokes hookah? And she was like, it just don't look right. And the young men who were sitting on the other side of us heard her and they participated in the conversation as well. So I said, well, what about these men right here smoking hookah doesn't look like? I'm not interested in you answering that question based off of men you've seen in the past, but these men right here, what does that look like? Like, what is wrong with this picture right now? And she was like, oh, the dude with the hat is recording himself smoking the hookah. And I was like, okay. I could understand where you're coming from with that. And I asked the guy, like, there was one of their friends who didn't have a hookah. And I asked the one without the hookah, I said, do you smoke hookah? Are you waiting for your turn? Because I've noticed you haven't taken the turn yet. And he said, no, I don't smoke hookah. I don't have a problem with it. I just don't smoke hookah. So I asked him another question, which was, well, if you don't smoke hookah, why would you come here with your friends? And I wasn't being nasty. I wanted him to know that I was watching. And that though I was watching and hearing them, I was also watching and hearing the women on the other side of me. So I asked him, you know, why is it that you came here with your friends knowing that you didn't smoke hookah? And he said, because I don't have a problem with it. I was like, okay, cool. So they begin to ask the women, what is it about him recording himself with the hookah that you don't like? And I will say, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think when dudes are smoking hookah and they're recording themselves looking like a little bad bitch, that's when it's a problem. And maybe problem is like, maybe saying it's a problem is probably not the best way to describe it, but like, I just don't like that. I just don't. And so the girl explains, she's like, it's not even the fact that he's recording it in a specific type of way. Like, why as a man are you recording yourself smoke hookah? And he was like, I'm just chilling. Like, I've taken a video of my vibe. And she was just like, well, I just don't like it. And I was like, okay, like, she can't even really justify it. So I asked her, you know, do you have brothers? Do they smoke hookah? What are their thoughts on it? And she couldn't give me any of the thoughts from the men in her life. And I was just like, so in your head, it's just wrong for a man to smoke hookah. Like, this hookah lounge is it's open to all of us. Why do you feel like they shouldn't be in here? You know, like, is that what you're saying? And she's like, I just think smoking hookah is something that's feminine. Right? I'm like, all right, cool. So I asked the dudes that was sitting on the other side of us, how do you guys feel about it? The first dude was like, I'm smoking a hookah, so clearly I don't have a problem with it. And the other dude, the one who she was pointing out, he said, I have a problem with men who smoke hookah and they're recording like bad bitches. I'm just taking a video of my vibe. I didn't even record myself. I'm recording the room. And I understood where he was coming from. And the friend who didn't have a hookah, I asked him, well, what are your views? Like, you don't smoke hookah. So do you not smoke hookah because you don't want to smoke hookah? You've never tried it. It's just something that you don't do. And he said to me, it's not my vice. I don't smoke hookah. I don't smoke weed. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't vape. It's just not my vice. And I totally was like, you know what? Okay, cool. But not once in that conversation did the men make it seem like it was something that was just like not masculine enough for them to be doing. So I was like, all right, cool. Like, boom. I have the friends, like the men in my friends group, I know their views. They don't think that men should be smoking hookah. I have other men that I've spoken to, they don't care. It is what it is. And I just feel like, you know, I'm gonna sit back and relax. So of course I had to ask social media, and social media was pretty much the same. Like, a lot of the hypermasculinity was coming from women. Men shouldn't be doing this, men shouldn't be doing that. Alright, cool. So I had to phone another friend after I seen what was said on social media, And this friend is normally like the reasonable person when I ask these types of questions. They give me realistic answers. And I asked her, how do you feel about men that smoke hookah? And she said, I don't like it. Why don't you like it? And she said, it just looks like something that a woman should be doing. Why do you feel that way? And she explained herself and pretty much said, like, it's... Her defense was, the way that men look smoking hookah when they're recording themselves is what makes me feel like it's something that women should be doing. And I asked her, so if a man was smoking a hookah in the same manner but didn't record himself, would it be an issue? She said, no. So I said, so you're pretty much saying that the man recording himself having a good time is the issue. And she said, it just doesn't look masculine. It's not a manly thing. And I hated that shit. I fucking did. And this is someone who's normally, like, very, very open. She's very reasonable. And that kind of, I was like, girl, I'm gonna pray for you. Because what was that? Why do you feel like that? And that's just what I wanted to know. So, I had to phone another friend and just ask a bunch of questions. And it had nothing to do with hookah. I changed the subject. I asked other questions. Some of the questions were just like, what are your views on gender roles? You as a single man, how does this make you feel? And got very straightforward answers from this young man. First of all, I'm not going to disclose who he is because I've been asked not to. But shout out to you, young man. You know who you are. You know who you are. But I was just, you know, just picking his brain. And I said, well, in your head and in your experience with women, do you attract dominant women or submissive women? And he said, a little bit of both. But I've had my most successful relationships and my longest relationships have been with women who are more dominant. So I said, okay. He broke it down for me a little bit more. And he said, for me growing up in my household, I did not have my father there to instill certain things in me because he had passed away. So I had my grandfather who did his best to make sure that he was able to instill those things in me, but he was much older, so the one-on-one time that we had wasn't the same as if it would have been if he was a little younger in age. But I was raised in a family where it was more women than men. And the women in my family, they knew how to walk in and control the room. They knew how to get solutions. They knew how to make something out of nothing. If you gave those women $20 and told them to go into a grocery store to get a meal to feed 8 people, they could do it. So he said, I like women who just know how to get shit done. Which in my head, that is a dominant woman. Now, because a dominant woman can get shit done, it does not mean that she cannot be submissive. Because she can wear the pants in a situation does not mean that I'm less of a man. Finally, someone freaking understands where I'm coming from. And it's a man. It's not another woman. So I was like, friend, you're onto something here. I've got some more questions brewing for you. And he's continued to just let me know, like, and he said, Naomi, you are a dominant woman. I've seen you with your partners in the past. And you are dominant. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly how it should look like for you. You have this vision and you don't stop until it's executed exactly how you want it to be. And I, you know, thank you for acknowledging that. And he said, but you know how to let a man be a man. And you know how to let a man be a man based off of what he thinks a man should be. I've never seen you chastise a man for doing something around the idea of what you think manhood should be. So I had to, you know, get the rest of my questions out with him and call one of my girls. I'm like, hey, sis, let's talk. Just had this conversation with this young man. He made these points. What are your thoughts on this? And she said to me, Naomi, me and you are dominant women. but we know how to be submissive. We have a backbone. We're not disrespectful. We know exactly what we want, and we go get that shit. If a man is going to be on our side, he's going to have the same mindset and idea as us, but we know how to let men be men and lead. So I was like, okay, well, how do you feel about men smoking hookah? And she said, a man can do what a man wants to do. There are things that may look more so feminine, but if a masculine man is comfortable in himself, who are we to say anything different? And I had to take all that in, all the conversation that I've had before, the day before all of that happened with the hookah lounge itself. And I had to call one of the people. I don't want to say I didn't want to call this person because it was necessary. But I had to call a previous partner of mine and ask questions. In our relationship, who wore the pants? And he told me, I can't answer that question for you because when it came down to things, you let me be who you needed me to be the same way I let you be who I needed you to be. So I'm like, okay, do you think I'm dominant or submissive? And he said, you are a dominant woman who knows how to be submissive. When a man is doing right by you, you can submit to him. And I was just like, you see, I keep hearing the same thing. I'm getting the general conciseness here that I don't think a lot of men and women understand what it truly means to be masculine and what it means to be dominant and submissive. I think you all, I don't want to say all, but I think a lot of you don't understand the meaning between the three different words. I think a lot of people see the word dominant and feel as though that you have to be masculine. And I will say, as a female, and I hate to use the term female, but as a female, I have to tap into my masculinity sometimes. In certain situations, I have to do it. Whether I'm speaking to a man or another woman, I will tap into my masculinity. I am happy. I will be happy to tap into that masculine role for myself. But when there's a man here, I know how to let a man be a man. And I think that a lot of you should probably sit down and get an understanding of what it means to be dominant, submissive, and masculine. Those three words have very different meanings. And although masculine and dominant probably are, in so many of your heads, synonyms of each other, they're not. Let a man lead, y'all. Let a man lead. But let a man smoke his hookah, because although I can agree with blowing your hookah in the camera and doing the most the same way that women do, for me, it is a turnoff, but that doesn't make a man any less masculine. It's a turnoff to me. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie. It's a turnoff to me when I see that. But I'm not gonna be in a man's presence and be like, why the hell are you smoking that hookah like that? I see you, bro. Go ahead with your bad self. But smoke that blueberry mint. But I've learned to just let a man be a man. And whatever that looks like for him, if it's not something that I'm willing to deal with for myself, I don't have to speak down on him about it. I can just go ahead about my business. Simple as that. So I say all of that to tell you all, in this very quick and easy episode, allow a man to be a man and allow a woman to be a woman. Here comes the police sirens. Oh, that was an ambulance. Allow a woman to be a woman and allow a man to be a man. And whatever that looks like should be defined by who they are, not of what your idea of a man is. I'm not saying to just date a man who smokes a hookah because I'm telling you to do it. But you don't have to accept what some people do. But because you don't accept it doesn't mean that you have to change their idea of things. I don't like when men blow their hookah smoke in the camera and they're being bad bitches. I probably shouldn't have said that, but I said it and I'm going to stand on it. I don't like that. Here's another ambulance. Please hold. I don't like that. But I'm not going to sit. If I go on a date with a man and we get a hookah and he's smoking his hookah and recording himself, in that moment for me, are we we get some water. In that moment, for me, I have to identify, this is not a man that I could see myself dating because of that. That was a turnoff for me. This may be the point where I say I'm never going on a date with this man again. But I cannot say to him, sir, you should stop smoking that hookah like that and recording yourself. I cannot say that to him. And I'm not saying that you can't. I can't. I won't. I'm just going to duly note it and continue to go on about my business. We can be friends. You want to get a blueberry mint with me? Let's do it. You want to love 66 it up with me? Let's do it. You want a lady killer it up with me? With a tasty tip? Let's do it. But I can't date you because that was a turnoff to me. But I can't say to that man, if you want to find a good wife, you gotta stop smoking that hookah like that and recording yourself. I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong. I think men saying that smoking hookah is, it makes you less of a man. It makes you look more feminine than that. And even when the women say it, I think that's wrong. I think men saying, oh, men don't wear pink. I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong when men say, real men wear pink. Real men do whatever the fuck they want to do. And they don't care who has a problem with it. Because they're comfortable in themselves. And I'm not saying that you're less of a man because you're not comfortable in yourself. But you're a damn good man when you can stand in that mirror with your hot pink shirt on and say, I'm a damn good looking man. And I'm gonna come behind you. Yes, you are with your pink. Go be great with your pink. But I say all that to say, the gender roles have to go out the window. However, I will say this. Dear future husband, if you think I'm taking the garbage out, you got another thing coming. Because I ain't doing it. That is your job. But the gender roles have to go. You have to... And I'll say, I think a lot of the time, gender roles have been what has held a lot of women up. Because there are a lot... Shout out me and Bree. Y'all know how I feel about Bree. That's the love of my life in a sisterly way, right? If Bree's car breaks down on the side of the road and I'm in the car with her, before we call anybody, we're gonna look to see what is happening. And I'm not saying it's a problem that women's car break down and they call someone. I'm not saying that at all. I think you should have that safety net to be able to call someone in a situation like that. But I have friends that if I'm in the car with them and their car breaks down, their first thing to do is panic. Because a man should be taking care of their car. Now, if it's me and Bree, sis, pop the trunk. Let me get the tire jack out the back and put the donut on this motherfucker. And then when we get to where we need to go, we're going to go around the corner to Pablo's tire shop. Going to get you a new tire. He need us to read the tire number. This is it right here with the numbers and the letters. And call Uncle Fred and tell Fred what's happening so he can tell us what we should be expecting so they don't try to play us because we are women. Those things happen to us because men have this idea that women don't understand things about cars, which is somewhat true. Because they feel like women don't know anything about cars, they try to play us. And that type of gender role is what has held us back for a long time. Your tire does not cost $7,000, sis. Maybe $700, maybe $70, but it ain't $7,000. And if your tires are $7,000 and you pay it, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God reveals tire prices and gives you questions to ask when you go to these places. But please drop the gender roles. Stop the gender roles. Stop the hyper-masculinity and all that type of shit. It ain't worth it. Just you do you and allow people to do them and you'll realize you ain't got nothing to worry about. And you'll have a lot of, you're dodging vibes based off of what society makes you think is acceptable. And that's not okay. But I hope you all enjoyed this episode, per usual. And I hope to see you listening next week. I love y'all. Bye.